From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, an eerie discovery. Take a little walk to the edge of town. On the bus this week, I happened to sit within earshot of a couple avid fishermen who were talking about their reluctance to go out on a windy day.
There were whitecaps on the lake, so I was feeling a little eerie about going out in the boat.
We saw that guy who capsized his 14-foot Lund on Mille Lacs there one year. Too rough for fishing. I'd have been eerie, too.
Yeah.
I wish I was a fisherman, tumbling on the seas.
Our friends the fishermen.
Not to be confused with Fisherman's Friend, the frightfully flavored yet oddly effective throat lozenge.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Our friends the fishermen had confused the words eerie and leery. It's easy to do. The words rhyme, and they both have a sense of foreboding about them.
Foreboding?
However, it's unlikely that many people would intentionally describe themselves as eerie. The word eerie actually means strange and frightening. The word leery, however, means cautious or wary, and would have been the correct word to describe the would-be angler's feelings. One way to keep these words straight is to think about them as inside out. Leery is how we would feel inside if we saw or heard something eerie outside. To slightly complicate matters, leery is synonymous with the word wary. And like the previous pair of words, it's worth mentioning that wary is sometimes confused with weary. While wary is defined as cautious about possible dangers or problems, weary just means tired. If the right circumstances aligned, it would actually be possible to use all four of these words in a single sentence.
Weary from a long drive and wary about driving at night, we found an eerie-looking hotel that made us a little leery about checking in.
Isn't that the way every episode of Scooby-Doo began?
And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for those meddling kids and their nosy dog.
Roinks! Re-raggy!
For a written version of this episode, visit minnesotapublicradio.org and click on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu. This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to Corey Bussey and Amy Alt, the Grammatis Personae players. Corey also contributed to the writing of this episode. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Technical assistance by Mark Hintz and Melinda Driscoll. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, consider supporting it by becoming a member at minnesotapublicradio.org.